Shmois Bnei Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayim Lo Es Yaakov Ish Ubeisoy Bo State Ish Ubeisoy. Very interesting lashon. Ish Ubeisoy sounds very much Nogea to Hanukkah. Ner Ish Ubeisoy. What is Sefer Shmois? Parsha Shmois going down to the Golas have anything to do with Ish Ubeisoy? Really, when you start to think about it, Hanukkah never ended. We never made Havdalah, so Hanukkah really continues. The Chasam Sofer speaks out the Kasha, the famous Kasha from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks, what's Pshat that there are 8 days in Hanukkah, really there should only be 7? Says the Chasam Sofer, because really we want to what? We want to bring Hanukkah from Chodesh Kislev all the way into what? Into Chodesh Teves. Because we don't want it to just be Kislev style, we want to bring it further into the winter. Hanukkah never ends. There are 36 candles on Hanukkah, not counting the 8 Shamashim, 36. 6 for the days of Kislev, Chaf Hei, Chaf Vav, Chaf Zayin, Chaf Ches, Chaf Tes, and Lamed. Those years that there is a Lamed, and then you have what? You have 30 days for Chodesh Teves. Notice what's going on over here. You have that what? That Hanukkah never ends, and it goes into the winter, and it goes into Chodesh Teves. But really, I wouldn't want to stop there because that would be like, why stop by Teves? Says, watch this. Here we go. We're talking about Ish Ubeisoy Bo'u. Ner Ish Ubeisoy. You know what the gematria of Ish is? And you know what the gematria of Beisoy are? Watch this. Ish in gematria is Shin is 300, is 311, which is Keneged Chodesh Shvat, and Bayis is 412, which is Chodesh Teves. Look what's going on here. Hanukkah never ends. The light starts even in the darkest times. The days are so dark now. The light continues and continues. Hanukkah, we never made Havdalah. We are continuing. 36 candles. 8 days in order to bring it into Chodesh Teves. 36, 8 days, plus Ner Ishu Beisoy. One of the darkest points of this month of Chodesh Teves is a very interesting thing. There are 3 days of darkness. Moshe Shapiro speaks about this by Rikos. And Lamaisa, we have to discuss what these three things are. The worst of the three is the first of the three, which really happened much later on in time, is what we know as what is the Septuagint, which means that when they translated the Torah, that day that they translated the Torah was the darkest day in history. What was so dark? We have Baruch Hashem art scrolls. We use them. They're amazing. What's wrong with translating the Torah? Mitzvah Hashem will get there in a moment. That was on Ches Teves. On Tes Teves, the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, says something very interesting. He says, I don't know what happened. Well, if you don't know what happened, so then nothing happened. Don't think if something happened, that something happened. So what happened? It says that, what, there are 3 dark days. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't know what happened. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you mean you don't happen? You went to davening that morning? What, you missed the davening change? You changed in time? That day in davening, on what? On Yud Teves. Everybody says Slichas, and Slichas, it says Mefurish, that Ezra HaSofer was Nifter. So ask the Chasam Sofer, what happened to the Beis Yosef? The Mishnah Berurah says that what, Ezra HaSofer was Nifter, and you're telling me you don't know what happened. What happened? It's very clear what happened. Ezra HaSofer was Nifter. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't know. What happens on Yud Teves? Everybody knows. Rachman Alitzon, that's Bayis, that's Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, what? It started becoming, Yerushalayim was surrounded. So in Ches, Tes, and Yud are 3 days of darkness. That middle day of darkness was the day that Ezra Sofer was Nifter, and the Mechaber and Beis Yosef doesn't know what happened. Why not? It's very clear. Listen to this unbelievable Chasam Sofer, it's not Shaykh. The Chasam Sofer says, yes, early in time period, Yerushalayim was surrounded, and that was a very bad day. After that, on Tes Teves, a couple of years later, Ezra Sofer was Nifter. Also very bad. On Ches Teves, they translated the Torah into other languages. They translated it into Greek. Do you know what you're lacking when you translate the Torah into Greek? Every single letter that's out there, every single ois in the Torah does not just stand for the ois that you're reading. If you read the Torah in a very what, in a very shitchiest way, in a very outside way, you're not chopping the amkus of the Torah. Each and every letter, each and every word together, each and every letter stands for something. There are gematrias, there's atbash, there's notarikuns. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's exactly what Yavon tried to do. They tried to bring Choshech into the Welt. They tried to take away the Orat Torah. They brought Choshech into the Welt. They made it dark. You know what happened once they did that? You know what happened? People forgot who Ezra Sofer was. 1 second. Who was Ezra Sofer? Ah. The Sefer Torah was written in the Oseus that we have. And the Aleph, the way that it looks. The Beis, the way that it looks. Back in those days, they didn't use those letters. In the Torah it was, but they did not write in those letters. Ezra Sefer told Klal Yisrael, you don't get it. There's so much Torah Shebaal Peh in these letters. Go through the Gemara, as many Gemaras in Menachas and Shabbos and Kol Minei Sugyas and Shas. The Gemara goes through the letters. The letters themselves are full of what? Of Torah Shebaal Peh. Each and every letter stands for something. And I thought about it like this. Ezra's name himself, Ezra Sefer, was somebody who put together Sefer Torah. He wrote Sefer Torah. Look at the letters of Ezra Sefer. Ezra Sefer is Ayin, Zayin, Resh, Aleph. Zayin and Resh is Zar. If you flip it around, it's Raz. Ezra Sefer is known for what? For the Raz, the secrets of all the different letters. Aleph and Ayin sound the same. Aleph and Ayin don't really look that much different. Yet what? One is 70 and one is 1. And what's that? Klal Yisrael come down to Mitzrayim, Shivim Ish. Or it says in Parshas V'yigash, they came down Shivim Nefesh. That means they were 70 people, but they were really one. That's Ayin, 70, but they were really one. Klal Yisrael stands for being one. Klal Yisrael stands for being what? Being everybody together. The Goyim are what? Are a lot of 70 people around. That's the letter Ayin. And it all depends on how you look at things, because an Ayin, in the letter Hebrew, the letter Ayin in Hebrew, also is the word Ayin, which means eye. It depends how you look at things. You ready to start looking at things differently? Watch this. The Halakha Sefer Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. Vayiyotzer Hashem Elokim Es Ha'odom Vayipach Ba'apu Av Ruach Chaim. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He was Tsar. He made a what? A Tsiur. He was an artist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the greatest artist. Look at the person next to you. Look at the godless of Adam. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it's not Shaykh. We wouldn't be able to create it better than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. The science behind it, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made, is unbelievable. But look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that he was Tsar. That means that he made a Tsiur. Vayiyotzer. Let's spell the word. Vov. Yud. Yud. Tzadi Resh. Tsar is a lashon of Tsiur, to make a picture. Vayiyotzer is Vov. Yud. Yud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each and every person with a Vov. Yud, Yud, that's 26, that's Shem Havaya. That means look at the person next to you, and you will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his face. Right there on his face, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see on his face HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vav, Yud, Yud. Take those three letters and let's dray them a cup a little bit. How about Yud? How about Vav? And how about the other Yud? Yud, Vav, Yud. Unfortunately, if you have a Yiddish nose, it could be it doesn't work, but Yud, Vav, Yud. Yud Vav Yud is the eye. Is this Yud Vav Yud? That's Shem Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on your face. The next time that somebody upsets you, look at them and say, that's a chelik al kam yimal. That's a chelik al kam yimal. That's my roommate. I love him. He's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayyotzer Hashem Elokim es Ha'odom. So it all depends on your eye. It depends on how you look at things. Because if you don't realize, you were looking at what? At HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yud Vav Yud, which is 26. The Megala Amukis says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that's actually how the letter Aleph looked. The letter Aleph today is a little bit crooked. It has a Yud on top and has a Yud on the bottom. Says the Megala Amukis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the letter Aleph was the letter Vav, and on one end he had a right winger, and on the left he had a left winger. That was the score. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He created man with a Yud, Vav, Yud, and that is the letter Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Alufa Shel Olam. He's the number one. So it depends how you look at things. And once somebody was Mechadish to me, and it's not Shaykh. If you look at the letter Aleph, after Chet of Adam HaRishon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that what? That now that they did the Chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made now the letter Aleph to be slanted. And now there's one Yud on top and there's one Yud on the bottom. If you'll take that Aleph and you'll look at it in a mirror image, you will see that there's an ayin and another ayin. It's actually what? Two ayins together. That means our eyes have to look at things in a different manner. What the Goyim did, they translated the Torah. If you translate the Torah, you lose all the Raz, all the Godless, all the secrets of the Torah. Ezra Sefer was somebody who was Megaleh, all the secrets. That's why his name is Raz with an Aleph and an ayin. Why Badafka those letters? Herta Maisa. I'm sure you've heard it before, B'Shem the Rosh Hashiva. If you haven't, you'll hear it Mitzvashem Kampurim. There's a famous Maisa with Ezra Sefer. Ezra Sefer wrote a Sefer Torah, and there were two boys whose father was so wealthy that the father was zeichet to get his hands on the Sefer of Ezra Sefer. The father was nifter and left over two boys, and the two boys are fighting over the Yerusha. And like two good Yiddish boys, they both could care less about the money, and they both wanted the Sefer Torah. This was making headlines. Every paper was talking about this. What happened? Some guy decided, the Yidden, such a Kiddush Hashem, we're not having it. I'm changing this. And he was obviously a learned goy. He took out the Sefer of Ezra Sefer. And when it says that what? That you're supposed to be Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'avadetem Es Hashem Elokeichem, he went, he scratched out the ayin, and he put it in the letter Aleph. Remember Ezra Sefer, ayin Aleph? Don't worry, it gets much better. Here it comes. So he scratches out the letter. One Shabbos, they open up the Sefer Torah, and the Baal Keri in the middle of reading stops. The guy who gets the Aliyah gives him a shove. Nu. There's newing. Nu. Nothing doing. People start looking to the Sefer Torah, and everyone's now not even newing anymore. They're like, what's going on? They look inside in the Sefer Torah, and if the word says Va'avadetem, which means you're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you take the letter Ayin out and you put in the letter Aleph, it could be like putting in the word destruction in the Pasuk. Don't lane it, but that's what it said. So everyone look at the Pasuk, it says, what destruction of... Can't be! How could it be? How could this... And this is a Sefer Torah from Ezra Sefer! How could it be? The two boys who were fighting over the Sefer Torah come running up to the bima. What's going on? They look at it and they're like, oh my gosh. Ezra Sefer wrote the Sefer Torah. How could it be? How could this mistake be? This is hundreds of years old. How could it be? Can't be. They both go home, have their Shabbos Suda. Their wives are looking at them. What happened to them? Neither of them are talking. So the wives figure, no, okay. I don't know my husband. I don't know what's with him. Anyways, they both go to lay down. And they both have the same dream. Their father comes to them and says to them, don't worry. Ezra Sefer is going to fix the Sefer Torah. Because if you fix one ois in the Sefer Torah, it's Kilu, you wrote it. So therefore, it's going to lose its chashivas of Ezra Sefer. The father said, don't worry, Ezra Sefer is going to fix it. But be very careful, because when you take the Torah out of the bima, out of the Oren, and you're going to bring it to the bima, be very careful where you step, because there's going to be an eye on the floor. An eye for an eye. An ayin, tachas ayin. The boys take the Sefer Torah out of the Oren. They sidestep the eyeball that's on the floor. The eyeball of the goy that took out the letter Ayin. Ayin, tachas, Ayin. And the Sefer Torah, they open it up and it's all fixed. Ezra Sefer. That's a maisa with Ezra Sefer. Mi gila razeh labonai. This is Ezra Sefer. With this, the Aptarov says a whole pshat in the Megillah. And Mirtz Hashem will come soon to the Megillah. But we're not for tonight. That's Ezra Sefer's name, Raz. The secrets of the Torah, Aleph and Ayin. Says the Chasam Sefer, this is what Yavon wanted to do. Let's look at Yavon for a second, yeah? Stick letters, Yud, Vav, Nun, sticks. Where's their what? Where's the gut? Where's the pneumius? No pneumius. No inside, no gut. No blood, no... If you take the word Yavon is what? 66. 66 is a Galgal. Galgal is 66. It means things are just turning. Life just continues. There's no pneumius about life. What the godless is another Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer says, we're talking about Ezra Sefer, where we have to realize that every letter matters. And every letter also has what's called a milui. The letter Yud is not just a little klein of Yud. The letter Yud is spelled Yud Vov Dalet. And a Vov could be spelled Vov Aleph Vov. And a Nun could be spelled Nun Vov Nun. Every letter has what? Has godless to it. Take the milui. Spell out the word Yavon. If you'll spell it out legamre, you'll see that you'll come out with 139. If you take the word Yavon itself, meaning the etzim letters of Yavon, which was 66, and you subtract it from 139, you'll end up with 73. What number is 73? Well, come on, Rabbi, what are you going to come up with now? This is crazy mathematics. 73? 73 is chachma. Yavon is everything. What are they? They're total chitzonis. Everything is about how it looked, the muscles, and what's this, and how the looks. Everything was about outside. Where was the gut? Where was the pneumius? They're stick letters. All the pneumius is what? It's chachma chitzonius. If you don't mind, just for a moment, there's a sefer written by Rabbi Mandelbaum. He is a what? He's the one who wrote Mimamakim. He also wrote Rezei Sabrocha. He has a sefer. We have it in yeshivas. I think it's called the Samachta Bechagecha. Ayin Shom, when he speaks about the Galus HaTorah, when he says that that guy, Aristo, what we call the Greek philosopher, he says, at the end of his life, by the way, he became Jewish. Also, he says that Shimon HaTzadik taught him everything that he knows. And all this great philosophy all comes from where? All comes from us. So when it comes to inside, when it comes to real Chochmah, Pnimius is all ours. Every single letter, every single ois in the Torah stands for much, much more than the eye can see. David HaMelech gets 70 years from what? From Adam HaRishon. 70? Not a coincidence. We're saying that the number 70 is really Shivim HaUmois. And we, in Klal Yisrael, we're what? We're Shivim Nefesh, which really means one. David HaMelech, one of the famous kapitels in what? In Tehillim is? Ashrei Yoshrei Mesecha. What's Ashrei? That the Aleph should become Yosher again. That the letter Aleph should again have what? Have its godless to be back where it is. What is the godless of the letter Aleph? What do we have by the letter Aleph? What is it? So I'll tell you something. We all know in Sukkot, comes Sukkot time, and every one of the Arba Minim stands for something. The Shedra, the Lulav is the Shedra, is the spine of a person. The Esrig is our heart. The Aravos are the what? Are the lips. Two Aravos, two lips. One Esrig, one heart, one Shedra, one Lulav, one Shedra. Works out perfectly. However, it comes to we bring three Adasim. The Adasim are for what? For the eyes. Ein, Zwei, and the cameras? Where's the third eye? Where's the third eye? What? Where's the third eye? Efshir Azoy. You ready? We're saying that the letter Ayin, and the letter Ayin, two Ayins, is really what makes up the letter Aleph. It depends in life how you look at things. You can look at things with what? With a naked eye. You can look at things with another naked eye. You'll be left with total nakedness, with purely Yavon. When you look for the Ribbono Shel Olam, when you look deeper, when you'll see that everything really has meaning, everything that we do has so much meaning. Sometimes we go right past and we don't even know. And sometimes we suggest maybe this, and people are like, oh, I don't know, that may be too much. Adarabba, there's nothing called too much. Be mahapachba, hapachba, dekulaba. There's so much to see in the Torah. There's so much to come out with. So maybe what? Maybe the three ayins are what? You have an ayin and an ayin. And if you put two ayins together, you will have the letter Aleph. That's Alufa Shel Olam. That is the Alufa Shel Olam. So when it comes to the letter Aleph, and in today's day where we have what? We're not Zeche yet, that it should be what? That it should be equal, that the two yuds should be on the side. We all have what? Jewish noses, they're all a little bit crooked. And Lamaisa, there's a yud on top and there's a yud on the bottom. The yud on the right stands for what? For Yetzer Tov. And the yud on the left stands for Yetzer Hara. And we're always trying to make sure that the Yetzer Tov is on top and the Yetzer Hara is on the bottom, that we're what? We're being stronger. But you can't only say that. We have to say more. What do we want to do? That we want to make the Aleph Yosher. So one of the Bachim over here in Yeshiva, Shragi, he brought me a Sefer. Sefer from Rabbi Zucker, however you want to pronounce it. He's a Mashkiach today. And he wants to say like this, that when it comes to Yavon, everything about them was what was Chachmas Chitzonius. What did they want to do? How come everybody else wanted to bring the house down? And I mean it in a different way. How come everybody else wanted to destroy the temple, destroy the Beis HaMikdash? What did Yavon want to do? They wanted to be Matame the Mikdash. We're okay with having a Beis HaMikdash. It's okay. But what are we going to do? We're going to what? We're going to contaminate it. We're going to take your Torah, marry the Keterah. We're going to contaminate it. We're going to make it bad. That's why he says that what? That the nace of the Pach HaShemen was the big nace that we were what? That we're so busy making a holiday out of. Because the fact is that, well, that's exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to have a Beis HaMikdash, no problem. But we're going to do it our way, in a Tumah Dika Oifen. You want to have a Torah? No problem. Our way, in a Tumah Dika Oifen. What we want to do is exactly Fakert. We want to not have that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara should both exist, and the Yetzer Tov should be stronger than the Yetzer Hara. We want to take the Yetzer Hara, and we want to make it equal with the Yetzer Tov. What do we want to do? We want to bring them together and use the Yetzer Hara to what? To toil further and use all the koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We were given such unbelievable koiches. It's always said in this yeshiva, people don't know that they have the ability. But if you just try, you'll unlock a certain amount of koiches that you never thought you had. And that's called using the koiches that are inside. Some of them may be based on what? On koiches of the Yetzer Hara. That's exactly what matzah is all about. You start off with what? You're not supposed to make chametz. So what do? We take bread, we take water, and we take flour. Hello, you don't want chametz. Stay away from water and stay away from flour. No, adarabba. You're going to take the water and flour and you're going to beat it to a pulp. And that's going to be your mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of what? Of matzah. That's exactly what the letter Aleph stands for. The letter Aleph, Alufa Shaloyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us what? A Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. What does the Torah say about Yetzer Hara? It's what? Tov Ma'oid, says Rashi. B'chol levavcha is what b'shnei yitzrecha, your yitzer tov and your yitzer hara. So chaparayin! Take the koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, gave you, and use them both! Use it for the yitzer, use it for what? For al kula tov. So interesting. Yaakov Avinu fights Saro Shel Esav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning on giving Yaakov Avinu the name Yisrael. But Saro Shel Esav, the Sotan, comes, and he gives Yaakov the name Yisrael even before we're supposed to be meant to be given. How did the Sotan chap what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do, that he was going to call him Yisrael? How did he chap? So simple. Look at the name Yaakov, look at the name Sotan, look at the name Yisrael. Yaakov in Gematria is 182. Sotan in Gematria is 359. Put the two of them together and what do you have? 541, which is Yisrael. Yaakov is one number together with the Sotan that makes Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Meiridik. Why? Because we take everything, we bring it all together, and with all that we use Lemana Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we have three eyes. You have an ayin that sees, you have another ayin that sees, but when you see the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to see, and you have a Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samik, and you want to be Megala the Soidis, you can be like Ezra Sefer. It's the Raz. That's the unbelievable Soidis of the Torah. It goes on and on and on, ad ein shir, that we can flip Alephs for ayins, ayins for Alephs. That's Soidis HaTorah. That's Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why Yavon wanted to do. They wanted to contaminate all that. Could you imagine being left without this? Without realizing that the guy next to you has a Kadosh Baruch Hu imprinted on his face? You know, today's day, you walk outside and you can't, I mean in America, you can't look, you can't go 5 feet without finding a guy tattooed from what? From toe to head. You realize that we all have the imprint of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on our faces? That's the way we're created? A Yud, a Vav, and a Yud, which is what? Which is 26, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu on our faces. Look at the guy next to you and be nispal from the godless of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that each and every one of us is what is a Chelek Alekam Imam. There was once a Bachar who wrote a Shtikl Torah and a Sefer. And sometimes these Sfarim get put into different Batei Midrashim, and then sometimes they get put on top of closets and they sit around. Anyways, many years later, after this Bachar wrote a Shtikl Torah, some other Bachar comes to Yeshiva, starts to learn in the Yeshiva, asks a kasha to his Rebbe. His Rebbe says, Pshat, and he's fighting with his Rebbe. That can't be Pshat, can't be Pshat. So the Rebbe's like, what's the problem? This is Pshat. He says, no, I'm not masking. They start flipping through Sfarim. I'm going to find a different Pshat. Till they finally find this Choveret. They find this, what, this pamphlet, all the way on the top. They pull it out, and they see a Pshat, and they're like, the Bachar says, that's Pshat. The Rebbe's like, oh, I don't know. The Bachar's like, that's Pshat. Anyways, the Bachar says, who is this guy that wrote the Sefer? It says on it, it was written 30 years ago. Some Bachar writes a Shtikl Torah in a pamphlet. So the Bachar says, I'm going to find this guy. So the Bachar says, gets to the front of the Sefer, finds a telephone number, calls the telephone number, I'm going to find it. Answers this old lady. Yes, how can I help you? He's like, I'm looking for the Mechaber. She's like, what? She's like, I'm looking for the guy who wrote this Shtikl Torah, who wrote this Kuntres, who wrote this Shtikl Torah. She's like, you want to talk to him? He's like, yeah, give me the number. He gets the number, calls Adin Shir, nobody's answering the phone. He calls back the lady, he's like, listen, I'm calling, he's not answering. She's like, yeah, he doesn't really answer the phone. Where does he live? So the lady says, he's not going to really want to talk to you. Where does he live? He says, I'm getting on a bus. So he says to his Rebbe, you want to come with me? I want to meet this guy. The Rebbe says, I don't know, I have so much time. Go on Friday when there's no Siddurim. Go on Friday, go visit. Anyway, he takes one bus to the next bus to the next bus. He finally gets to the place. He knocks on the door. And this guy with long hair comes to the door. Can I help you? He's like, yeah, I'm looking for this Machaber. His name is Cloney Almoni. He says, yeah, that's me. He says, okay, so let me show you. You see in this Kuntres? He says, in this Kuntres, you wrote like this, and I have a riot from the Rambam. He's like, hold on one second. I need to get a yarmulke. He goes to the kitchen, gets out a yarmulke, and he starts to handle with him. And they're handling the Rambam, and he's handling the whole Shtikl Torah. After a while, they said their piece. He says to them, good Shabbos, and he gets back on the bus and goes back to Yeshiva. He gets a phone call Monday morning. It's an old lady. Bacha gets a phone call Monday morning, and old lady's on the phone. Picks up the phone, yeah? Says, you remember you called me last week find out where my son lives? My son hasn't been home in 30 years. My son left. My son came home this morning with a haircut and a yarmulke. Sits his son. What'd you do? He says, I don't know. I went to his house. I discussed with him the Shtickel Torah. Handling the Rambam. He treated him like a chelek elikam imam. He saw the Ribbono Shel'olam on his face and he handled with him the Rambam. Mi gila raze lebonai. Realize what these Isis are all about. Realize what the Torah is all about. Realize what Yavam wanted to do. They wanted to what? They wanted to squeeze this out of us. Yeah, you can have a Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, you can have a Torah. But it's all about Chochma Chitzonius. It's all about the outside. How you look on the outside. It's not about what's on the outside. It's what you got in there. Use it in the right way.